Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Massachusetts is on the verge of outlawing a practice that advocates for women in prison call barbaric. At issue is the routine shackling of pregnant women prisoners to hospital beds during childbirth. 18 states ban the practice. Here in Massachusetts, advocates have been pushing for a similar ban for the past 12 years.
Well, Governor Deval Patrick recently filed emergency regulations for such a ban. The Massachusetts House and Senate have both approved legislation to ban shackling of pregnant inmates. The lawmakers must still reconcile the two bills. And today, the Department of Corrections held a hearing on how such a ban would eventually be implemented.
And joining us now from WFCR in Amherst to talk about all this is Marion Bullock. She's co-founder and program director of the Prison Birth Project, which advocates for women in prison. She was incarcerated herself once. She's now a doula who has attended more than 20 births for women in prison. And Marion Bullock, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks.
Tell us what this experience has been like for pregnant women in prison. How often have they been shackled during labor and delivery?
In my experience working with incarcerated women and previously incarcerated women on the outside, there's a broad range of experience, and almost every person that I've, you know, encountered has been restrained or shackled at some point during their pregnancy, labor, delivery, and postpartum recuperation.
Marion, what are the safety risks associated with being restrained like this?
The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the American Medical Association have put forth their own papers detailing sort of what the issues are. The real issue is the safety of the mother, that women aren't free to labor as their body needs, that there is a hazard of tripping and falling. Many of the women who've taken the lead on this have expressed that it was really traumatizing for them to be laboring and having not being able to work with their body. And then postpartum, women do have access to their children for 24 to 48 hours, whatever is deemed medically necessary. You know, women are often shuffling to give their babies their first bath with restraints on their ankles and taking a shower postpartum with restraints or cuffs on their wrist. And then, of course, some after, you know, physically, like having physical trauma to their bodies, they're sometimes put in 5-point restraints. There's women who have been brought to hospitals in labor in 5-point restraints.
You know, Marianne, it strikes me that this is an issue that might be easy for a lot of people in the general population to ignore because it's out of sight. It's hidden. You've served time in prison, as we mentioned. You now help incarcerated women who are pregnant as a doula. What compelled you to become involved with this issue?
I served time in a county jail, which is, you know, very different than a prison. I think what compelled me was that when I was in there, I realized that everybody else inside of this jail, at least, and now I've come to see the majority of jails, are poor people who don't have access to a lot of resources, and that often leads them to commit crimes. You know, I had my own daughter about 2 years after my experience, and I was really benefiting from a lot of the community resources that were around me for mothers and supporting each other. And, you know, I picked up the newspaper one day and realized, like, these women are members of my community, and they are going inside to serve time with no supports and no space to really talk about what it's like to be parenting. And especially for incarcerated women, so many of the rights that you have as a parent and even your legitimacy as a parent is questioned.
Mm-hmm. How many women are actually pregnant and giving birth in prison?
It's the same as the general population. So at any given time, about 4 to 7% of the population of people who are incarcerated are pregnant.
Let me ask you about what this law would do. The House and Senate have both passed bills in Massachusetts. Assuming that they reconcile it, this is passed, the governor signs it. What would the law, the new law, do?
In my dream world, where we get the best bill possible, and what has been put forth, is that it would completely outlaw the shackling of pregnant women during transportation, during labor and delivery, and during postpartum recuperation. a corrections officer or a superintendent of a jail or prison could make a determination under extraordinary circumstances that there was some kind of immediate risk or a flight or safety concern, and then restraints could be used. I just want to note, though, that I've watched very carefully these legislative campaigns go down in the 18 other states and researched them pretty exhaustively, and there has never been a case reported where a woman has escaped or has harmed someone while she's in labor.
When I think about this bill, I mean, obviously banning shackling while pregnant in labor and delivery, the benefits sound obvious to me. It sounds like that there are also benefits that would follow the mother and child long after she is released from jail.
In my own experience, giving birth was a real catalyst moment for me, you know, to think about things like a 5-year plan, which I had never thought about before. And I really felt strongly that the supports that I had to have an empowering birth and postpartum experience is what makes me partially the mom that I am today. And I've seen that a friend of mine who gave birth inside a few years ago, and after she delivered the baby, she just like made this really profound statement that she said, "I'm a woman now." It really resonated with her when she went back and talked to the other women in the childbirth education group that we run at the jail, how she didn't feel broken. She felt like, you know, she had grown this miraculous creature that was, you know, now healthy and thriving. And so I've seen both inside and out that birth can really be a transformational moment for women and for families especially.
Mm-hmm.
And to not have that fear and trauma of shackling would be huge, in my opinion.
Now, as we mentioned, a bill to ban this practice was stagnant for some 12 years. Now it seems like it's on the verge of being passed into law finally. What changed?
Really, what undid this roadblock is that we had some extremely brave women who wrote their stories and submitted them for testimony to the legislators, and some women that were brave enough to come forward and speak to the media about their experiences. You know, there had been groups of advocates that had been working on this bill now for, like you said, 12 years. And in the last few years, we'd stepped forward with previously incarcerated women to really be the on-the-ground people who have experienced this. And it also is what I personally saw in these hearings moved legislators. Previously, we'd had a hearing a few years back, and we were told, this isn't happening. There's no reports of this happening. And now we have women talking about their experiences and what it was really like.
Mm. Well, Marianne Bullock, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's Marianne Bullock, co-founder and program director and a doula for the Prison Birth Project. She was talking about pending legislation to ban the practice of shackling pregnant women in prison during labor and delivery.